If sin had a proper name, it would be Jason Banks. He was what Samantha Winslow's mother would call sex on a stick, and as much as she hated to admit it, Sam wouldn't mind taking a bite out of him, in more ways than one. But then, she wasn't the only woman who felt like that. He was what her mother often referred to as a man slut. Ever on the make, he went through women faster than Sam went through pantyhose, and considering that she seldom put a pair on without running them, that said it all. He had that boyish kind of charm that could get him out of most any fix with anything female, incredible good looks that didn't belong on a mere mortal man, and enough intelligence to get him into all manner of trouble. And at that moment, he was in the kind of trouble that none of the above could bail him out of. The kind of trouble that was always fatal. Sighing, Sam stared at the picture of him in her hand, taken by their surveillance team last week, as he left his flat in London for a rendezvous with a group of known European terrorists. He wore a pair of black designer sunglasses that hid his devilishly green, taunting eyes. His dark brown hair was tousled around his head, but then he always wore it a bit shaggy. She was one of the few people who knew that he paid a small fortune for that supposedly lackadaisical cut that fell perfectly around his sculpted face. The black leather jacket and turtleneck that he wore only added to the air of dangerousness that enveloped him, a dangerousness that was belied by his charming smile. He was gorgeous, no doubt about it. What a waste that something so hot was about to be extinguished. She jumped as her cell phone rang from the black leather car seat beside her. Picking it up, Samantha flipped it open and answered it.
You seen him yet?
She let out a small growl at the sound of Redder's dispassionate voice as she scanned the empty dark street where she was parked. I'm waiting for him to show now.
Come on, Sam. Don't get cold feet on me. If you can't finish this, tell me now so I can do it for you. We have to make sure, no matter what, that our target is neutralized.
Don't worry. I know what my mission is, and I understand why I have to do it. The Roadrunner's through this time. I told you, I'd take care of it, and I will.
Good.
The line went dead. Samantha sighed as she tucked her phone into her pocket and glanced wistfully at Jason's picture. He was about to become one seriously unhappy double agent. But she had a job to do, and that was her top priority. Jason knew their code, and he knew the rules. So did she. Return with your shield or upon it. If you betrayed the Bureau would exact full retribution. After all, they weren't called bad without reason.